Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It used to be an old TV commercial. And when I was a kid, and when something was explained to another person, he had a can of V8, and he hit his head with that can of V8. He said, "Wow, I could have had a V8. You know, like an idea came to him. It didn't occur to him before. You see it in cartoons where a little light bulb, appears over somebody's head. Something occurred to them that previously they had not known. That never happens to God. He's all wise. Nothing's ever occurred to him. God's not up there scratching his head, "I wonder what I'm going to do now." No, God is sovereign. He knows from the beginning to the end and everything in between. He's always wise. Nothing ever occurred to God. God's always good. He never changes. He's always good. He's always just. He's always holy. He's always gracious. He's always merciful. He's always faithful. He's always compassionate, and we go on and on and on. He doesn't change. Now, we change. I can hear some of you wives telling your husbands, "You change. You ain't the same person you was when I married you." Well, the truth of the matter is probably the wife is the one that changed. I shouldn't have said that. You know. None of God's attributes are limited to sometimes. They're always and forever. Jesus never changes in his character. Never changes in his love, never changes in his power or his purpose. People change, churches change, but Jesus Christ, yesterday, never changes. It's the same yesterday. The word yesterday, it goes back before the beginning of time when Jesus was always with the Father, time out of mind. We think of John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." There was never a time when Jesus was not. Jesus Christ always has been. Preacher, can you explain it? I can't explain that to you. I don't know. He's infinite. Our minds are finite. We can't understand eternity past. And every time I get this point, it just blows my mind to think about this. We'll talk about this in just a minute. That before there was the earth, before there was the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, before there was even angels, before anything that was created, because he created all things, spoke it in existence, not even before Genesis 1:1, there were still things in existence, the angelic realm and all these things. They were there. But what blows me away, trillions and billions and time years out of mind, what did God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost do? It's just them. Well, I promise they wasn't twiddling their thumbs and just... But before anything was made that was made, it was just them. Are you following?
Yes.
There was nothing. It was just them. I can't comprehend. The greatest mind could never comprehend that. Forever and forever, they will always be time out of mind, not just eternity past, but eternity future. So yesterday goes back before the beginning of time, whenever that was. Today. Aren't you glad Jesus Christ is not just the God of yesterday? He's the God of today. Amen. He's a present God. Right now, he's our mediator, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us. Amen and amen. And boy, don't we need all the help we can get. Matter of fact, let me give you another one. A friend that we have is the Holy Ghost. The Word of God tells us that sometimes we don't even know what to say. Words... We can't express what the word in King James is uttered. We can't even utter the words. We don't. You ever been there? You just don't know how to express it. You don't know what to say. You're at a loss. But thank God for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He knows. And the Bible says he will. Those things that we can't utter, he takes to the Father for us. Isn't that something? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and then forever. Jesus is the God of eternity. Not only from everlasting, but to everlasting. I like that. He's unchanging. We live in an ever-changing world, but there is one who never changes. That's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then verse number 9. Again, he hasn't lost his thought, the train of thought, because Jesus Christ is the same. But look in verse number 9, this first phrase. Be not carried away with diverse and strange doctrine. Jesus Christ is the same, but churches change, preachers change, doctrines change. Do you get the picture? That's what he's telling these Jewish believers, that many of them are going back to temple work. But listen, Jesus never changes. The word be not carried about means not to be driven about, to be carried here and there. You're tossed to and fro to this opinion, and now you're that opinion. You're unstable. He says, don't be carried away with diverse. The word diverse means various sorts, different, or various colors. Boy, that sure looks pleasant. Remember, it talks about heaping to themselves teacher, having itching ears. They sure like what they're hearing. And doctrines mean teachings. Oh, by the way, the word strange doctrines means foreigners and aliens. Have to be careful in today's language when you call people foreigner and alien, you're not politically correct, you know. But anything outside of the Bible is foreign. It's an alien. And the Apostle Paul says, be not carried away with diverse, different, and strange doctrines. I just read here this week in the book of Exodus and Leviticus about two guys, Nadab and Abihu. How do you say that? Abihu. I'm glad you don't name your kids Abihu, and I'm glad you name them Steve or John or something. I can pronounce the name, okay? But anyway, you know who they were? They were the sons of Aaron. Who was Aaron? He was the high priest. You remember the story? Matter of fact, they were preacher's kids. You got to watch them preacher's kids. They were preacher's kids, priest kids. And anyway, I just throw that out there. In Leviticus chapter number 10, verse number 1, they offered to God a strange fire. It's that same, I looked it up again. Even though it's a Hebrew word and a Greek word, it's the same meaning. It's a foreign fire. In other words, it's not what God had intended for them to be. Matter of fact, in Exodus chapter number 30, God told Moses told Aaron how to make this incense. It's really neat. Verses 34 through 38. A special kind of spice of ointments and all. Not just anything, but something especially God had made that would please him. Well, these Nadab and Abihu, thank you, they decided they're going to do something on their own. And they offered to God what the Bible says, a strange fire. It wasn't what God had intended for them to do. And what happened to those two preacher kids? God killed. By the way, I'll move on. Aren't you, even though God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, aren't you glad that he doesn't operate that same way he did in the Old Testament? Wouldn't none of us be here? Even in the New Testament, who's the man and wife, not Ananias and Sapphira, but they came in, the offer is in the book of Acts, and the man came in, who? Is it Ananias and Sapphira? I'm thinking Priscilla and Aquila. I knew that. Ananias and Sapphira. Okay. He came in about 30 minutes before she did. We sold properties. And you remember that? And he lied. And God killed him. About 30 minutes later, in comes the wife. She said, here's what we sold our property for. And she lied. And God killed her. You know the story. And every time I get there, you know why she came in 30 minutes after the husband. It took her 30 minutes longer to get ready to come to church. And aren't you glad? How many of you have ever lied? Lied to God. Every one of us has lied to God. God, I'll do that and we don't do that. Or God, I won't do that and we do that. Yeah. Well, God didn't get it. They lied to God and God killed them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Morrison Sisters live in concert. That's March 17th at 6 p.m. this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.